So the Treasurer announced that for 15-16, $36 million is expected. That's a write-down, and largely reflects the significant decline that we've seen in the Brent oil price.
Obviously, the global oil price downturn has really affected the natural gas industry, particularly LNG. But in terms of what it contributes to the state in terms of royalty revenue and for forward estimates, what was that figure?
So forward estimates, we're talking $68 million in 16-17, 17-18, $135 million. 1890, 197 million. So they're significant numbers based in today's budget. But we should also understand that the gross regional product in Queensland for the year just gone was 10.6 billion for the gas sector. So they're significant contributions in anyone's language.
Obviously, they are significant contributions, but they are a lot less than the projections. And, you know, obviously that's to do with the global downturn and can't be helped. But there will be some people pretty disappointed in that.
And no more disappointed than the oil and gas industry itself. Certainly, these are, to take some comfort, these are long-term projects. Some of these projects are contracted to supply gas for the next 30 years. And with any cycle in the economy, particularly the commodity price cycle, we need to understand that these are indeed long-term projects. Just like the agriculture sector sometimes suffer from terms of trade, so does the resources sector.
Chris Lamont, did APA see any significant omissions in this budget?
We would have liked to have seen a lot more for exploration. Exploration in the state has been dropping at an alarming rate. And a lot of the wealth that has been built in regional communities, a lot of the growth in infrastructure, in part funded by the oil and gas sector, has been done off the back of some really strong and robust exploration activity. The next wave of investment in Queensland will come following significant investment and significant activity in exploration. So more to do in that area to set up the next wave of investment is absolutely important. And unfortunately, we didn't see a lot of support for that in tonight's or this afternoon, rather, as budget.
What would you like to have seen?
Well, I think we certainly need to invest more in some seismic work, some geological work, potentially some assistance for the smaller explorers to get out there and do what they do best and explore in areas where there perhaps hasn't been gas exploration in the state, and also look at existing areas of activity to see what additional exploration might be done.
Prior to this budget being handed down, it was announced that there will be monies for the gas compliance unit. Is that something the industry welcomes?
Well, certainly. The funding of a specialist coal seam gas compliance unit is absolutely important. It's good for landholders and it's good to further that coexistence story.